Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
Buddy,
what's up, bud? How you doing?
Yeah, life's good.
Life is good.
Life has been interesting, and it's been good to be me lately, I think.
Ah, I love that. That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Earful. I am Tom, and this is Ty. This is a show we do every once in a while where we make up an awesome music playlist and share it with you guys. We do this for Ono Radio Show. We're a bonus show of Ono Radio Show. And welcome if this is your first time listening, if you're a follow-up listener. Sorry you've been waiting. We've just been conjuring up some new jams. We got them piling high on our desk. Trust me, every day when Ty and I walk in, we're like, okay, we have this many earfuls to do, Ty. And the stars aligned and we're doing one. And I'm always happy because Ty is my one-stop music shop during the week.
And I mean it, Tom. Like, we go back and forth. I know we talk about this a fair amount, but for real, like, I'm always happy when you're sending me jams. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what this is about.
Oh, dude, the feeling is so mutual. And that's what was really fun, and that's why we made this show. So basically, it's a 12-track countdown. I pick six, Ty picks six, and we just count them down and we talk about them. This was a pretty jamming track. This is Wallflower by Northeast Party House. Great name. This was actually a track from 2016, but they are a six-piece band from, guess where? Melbourne, Australia. Those goddamn Aussies. This is a real jammer, man. Like,
that track's followed me around for a while.
Yeah, me too. And and the album is pretty good to tote. But it's a banger. It's like one of those things, like, if you went to Coachella, I think they played Coachella, and I'm sure it was just like equal parts douchey, just for the people that were at Coachella, but like awesome. Like, I can't imagine the energy of them pumping a big like set with a bunch of people out in front.
Oh yeah, man. How long has it been since you've festival?
Dude, too long. Like real long. Like the last time I think I dared was my Bonnaroo days, man. And it just kind of burned me out in the end. I didn't really go back. I have never braved it since.
Yeah, it's been like a good 5 or 6 years for me at least, and I like it, man. I kind of miss it now, but yeah. There's still just
and
so
you're I yearn for it from time to time, for sure. Well, let's get started, and starting off the countdown, it looks like it might be me. I think I know this has been a while, Ty. I think so. So first track is Miss Sun, is the band. Me Son. Track is Eli off Superstitions, a 2014 album. Real retro, real swanky. I really liked it. I know you were familiar with this band, Ty, and I just dig their style, man. They're pretty cool. It's real, like, just kind of throwback poppy. It's cool.
They do it right, though.
Yeah, it jangles. It just, let it hit you.
We'll be right back.
I really dig when bands do that kind of, they can almost mix this transcendent style of that 60s kind of pop. This band does it really well with the almost the hip hop, almost electric dance, almost weird spaghetti western shit they got going on sometimes.
There is a little western like.
Yeah.
There.
It's not bad. Their back catalog's worth checking out as well.
Yeah, Ethan's good, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. I didn't know this was on your list.
Yeah, my first pick. And T-Money, what is your first pick?
This is a Toon Yards track.
Nice.
Honesty, it was it's funny, man, we are behind just because I remember when this came out. I couldn't stop playing this album. I really liked it. I can feel you creep into my private life. The 2018
yeah.
album.
That's great.
But yeah,
music transcends with us.
The Toon Yards guy. And he really is. He's always, it's like one of those people you go to a show and they're picking and choosing what to put in front of you as far as loop pedals.
Awesome. Very selective.
Bass,
yeah.
Plays all the different. Yeah.
All right. Honesty. Let's get honest with it.
Do it. Honesty, honesty, on, did not write from wrong. Honesty, 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 gone. Honesty, honesty, on, did not write from wrong.
Ah, love that. That's nice, Ty. It's nice and catchy.
It's important to me, too, man. It
yeah,
is.
Dude. Toon Yards are solid. Get back and get on some Toon Yards stuff.
Do it.
Dig deep. Moving on. All right, this is me. Artist is Blowsom. Blowsome. I would say Blowsome. Track is Opera off of the Opera single, 2017 track. She says he's a Paris author, composer, performer. It's just kind of swanky little jam. Sure. Yeah. Let him be swanky. Blowsome. Don't be going and blowing some people. Nobody's crying becomes a dangerous girl. You can get down the deep down low. You can slow down and feel it go. Get down the deep down low. You can come down and feel it go. Everybody's gotta come, yet. Yeah. Everybody's gotta know we're up inside. Anybody would've come, yet. Yeah. It's not about to be a compromise or not. Everybody's gotta come, yet. Yeah. I agree with Blossom is, yes, everybody does have to come. I mean, it's only fair.
Only fair.
It is only fair. Speaking about coming, I have definitely come to this album before. Ty's next track, which is fantastic. Ty, what do you got, man?
Deluxe. They're always fantastic. But they're always making something that's kind of sexy, kind of disco.
Yeah, that's always their parameters. Like, okay, something sexy, check. Something disco, chickity, check.
Yeah, hopefully it's a little funky.
Yeah, Deluxe does it right, man. Great choice. This is their, all right. This is their newest endeavor, 2018.
Yep, more disco songs about love, which you have a vinyl on that, don't you?
Yeah, I found that in a random pick, man. When I was out working in L.A., I went to Amoeba, and it sat there in the goddamn, like, $5 bin, sadly.
Oh,
I was like, who put this in the $5 bin? It's an insult.
It is. I'm glad you saved it.
I did. I saved it, and I jammed it really hard. And as should you, get on that Deluxe. It's nothing but delectable disco dancey shit. Dance! Get up and dance right now.
Get over here, girl. What you doing?
Get over here, girl. Get over here for this next track. This is Evening Glow. Track is Love Tonight. Off of the Perfect Harmony EP, 2017 album. You know, lo-fi garage rock, kind of experimental dream pop thingy or jig. I kind of dug it. This track especially was good. Love Tonight. But the whole album kind of gives you a little flavor of this. So if you like this, you're going to like, you know, the album. You're jumping up and down and you're fucking throwing your fists in the air with your fucking Doc Martens on. Ty, of course, when I saw this pop up, I mean, everybody has a soft spot, at least on this program, for Bootsy.
I mean, Bootsy is my boy.
The Boots. He's in the royal family of funk.
You know, funk is real close to my heart. I've never been shy about telling people how funky I really am.
You are very funky, Ty.
Bootsy is my boy, man. That man can throw down a bass. Been doing it forever since the 60s, I think.
Oh, yes. Strongly. Yeah.
And, you know, Parliament, Funkadelic, Bootsy's Rubber Band, which I have a couple of those vinyls. Some, you know, George Clinton's solo stuff. James Brown, Snoop Dogg.
I mean, Bootsy was kind of the glue in that early days of the Parliament Funkadelic world, man. I mean, he's a consistent player in all the iterations of Parliament that have since kind of come out of the big Parliament Funkadelic explosion. Bootsy is a staple, man.
He really is.
All right, let him jam, dude. Uncle Bootsy, listen to this shit. Oh!
I'm all funked
up. Oh, my God. All funked up. Oh my God, that's too funky, man. That might be way over the funkometer here on the show.
No.
But this is the halfway mark of Earful 32. And Ty, what do we tell people at the halfway mark here?
The halfway mark, we like to remind people, listen, we don't mind sharing our jams with you because we share jams with each other. We want everybody to have the jams. But, you know, it's okay to do your own homework. It's okay to repay these fantastic humans who have given us their talent and just to help us through our day. And, you know,
yeah, basically, bottom line is give back to the artists. If you go to a show, buy some merch, go to a local record store, pick up some vinyl, shit, buy a fucking CD, man. Blow the dude behind the counter's mind when you show up and you slap a CD down, and this guy's mind will be blown that you bought a CD, but you still bought a CD. But for a band that needed that fucking extra, just, you know, money thrown their way.
But yeah. Please go out, support your music, support your local music, support.
Go to a show.
When they come to town, music.
Yes, music, bottom line. And that is how we're able to do the show. Find tracks, play them, layeth the funk down. And here we go with the second half of the show. My track. Yeah. BBC. I love how they spell their name. B, like as in a bumblebee. BBC, like the C. Track is Sonic Boomerang, off Sonic Boomerang. Yeah, man, I guess these dudes are from, like, northern Italy, which is super strange, but it's super garage psyche, real thready. It's got a lot of, like, almost King Kong and the Shrine vibes, some Black Lips, but they rock, dude, so let them take us. Second half of Earful 32. Get it. We'll be right back. just need the corresponding muscle car to go with this track. Cranked on that muscle car, cranking this shit, windows down, loud and fucking proud. Yeah, they're a pretty good group. They have a few other albums as well. This is, I think, their most recent one. Yeah, for sure. Get at it. You won't be disappointed. Moving on, Ty. What you got, son?
It's track funny when I read this before when I was doing the pre-show, you know, peruse through what we're doing. I was like, who is that? I can't remember. But then you hear the song, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. The song just brings it right back.
This here's Jesse Lanza. And the song is It Means I Love You off Oh No, a 2016 album.
Oh no, baby. And
Jesse Lanza is a Canadian electronic songwriter, producer, vocalist from Hamilton, Ontario, which I wasn't terribly far from on my
fucking
last
go
weekend.
Canada. Getting on the board, Canada. All right.
There's a fair amount of pretty delicious Canadian music these days, too. I think
I'm liking it. It has a little bit of a tribally hop to it. I kind of dig it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Turn it up.
All right, turn it up. Jesse. Jesse Lanza. Ooh, shit.
When you look into my eyes, boy, then it means I love you. When you look into my eyes, boy, then it means I love you. Yeah, yeah, when you look into my eyes, boy, then it means I love you. I love you. Bonjour.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, I just would like, I want to turn this up to the max volume and just hear that fucking bass crush. Boom, boom. Just thump it along. Great choice, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, Canada. Get on the board, Canada. All right. Moving on. This track is me, Monster Rally, who I recently stumbled into. And obviously, recently, these are a little dated. This was a few months ago. I really did dig their stuff. Actually, it's more of a solo project, it's one guy. An actual Cleveland native. You don't hear those words often. I think his name is Ted Fahan. But he's basically a music producer. He samples like tropical based stuff. And every once in a while he does a lot of these side projects where he has these hip hop people come and kind of like, you know, like flow over his stuff. It's like almost like what RJD2 did.
Right.
But I really dug it, man. It's a solid sound. He put out a bunch of albums. This is Sunny Sloth, and this is off of Flowering Jungle. This is a 2017 release, but it's really good, man. You get lost in the tracks, you know. It's just it's a totally different kind of jam, but I dig it. Monster Rally. I highly recommend the ones where he has the hip-hop artists flow over the top. Some really good stuff there.
Ty.
Oh, Ty, this was a delight to see. Because I dig this band, but I had honestly wasn't very familiar with this remix, dude.
One of my friends was playing this at her house one night, and I was like, what is that? I feel like I've heard that song. Like, what is that?
Wow.
And I just dug it. Well, it was off. This is The Submarines, and it was off Honeysuckle, an album of theirs. But this is a remix album, and the track is 1940. It's an Amp Live remix, and it came out 2010.
Yeah, the original for sure. Or is this the remix came out in 2010?
Actually, I'm not sure when the remix came out. I feel like they
Well, if you've heard the original, this is a new... I like this take on it, man. This is a very different take, but a just a refreshing take on this track. I like it. Jams. Yeah.
bed last night, but while curious shapeshift in the dark, they vanish with the sunrise spark. So rise and shine, now's the time to be alive.
That's what I really fucking dig about remixes, man, is it's paying homage to the original song, but it's amazing how transformative it can be on a track, you know? Literally.
Yeah.
Make it feel and sound like a completely different track. Yeah, jam that some more. That's a good one. All right, next one is me. Track 11. Melt Yourself Down is the band.
Melt Yourself Down.
You Melt Yourself Down. The track is We Are Enough off of Melt Yourself Down, a 2013 album, but they are a London-based band, and they just infuse a ton of different styles, very North African musical styles of punk, jazz, and funk. A lot of loud, kind of distorted sax, but it is goddamn fucking wild. If you get a chance to crawl back through some of their albums, they're pretty goddamn jammy. So this is a great kind of introduction to it. Melt Yourself Down. Please do Melt Yourself Down.
I like it.
Take me to the mothership.
Awesome.
Oh, man. There's just something about sax, man. Put a little distortion on that sax. Sax it up.
Dude, sax. Sax on.
Sax on. Sax on. That'd be a dope shirt. Sax on.
Sax on.
Should work on that. Ladies and gentlemen, this always happens with this show. We have come to our final track here on the Earful. Track 12, A Tie. Ty does the honors of the final track on Earful 32.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, as always. You always can find all the music on our occupying Spotify playlists. So if you go to the Oh No Radio Show Spotify channel, they're all there. You can jam them all. You can dig deep through that avenue. Go look at them on any network you want, really. But Ty, what is our show ender?
This here is the beautiful sound of Kadia Bonet. The track is Honeycomb off The Visitor. Was a 2016 album, is that right?
I believe so.
Her voice destroys me. It just does.
It's gorgeous. It's fucking beautiful.
Sax. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's the saxophone of voices. It's gorgeous.
I love what you found in our notes. I gotta read this.
Please, read on. Read on, good sir.
Audio was born in 1784 in the backseat of a seafoam green Space Pinto. After spending an extraordinarily long time in her mother's plasma, she discovered the joys and gratifications of making noise with her hands and face while traveling at maximum velocity through intergalactic jungle quadrants. Hoo-ah, Kadia.
What an amazing fucking bio.
I love that.
But she is inter-fucking galactic. Let her fucking soothe you with her amazing voice. And check out more of her stuff. Love
Please
this track. Beautiful stuff.
Beckoning with fickle majesty, your whims are always met. Honeycomb, and I the lucky fool in courtly dress, but the jokes are all on me. And I'm reminded of you.
It's so beautifully swanky. It's like, I feel like I would be walking into a 70s key party and this would be playing.
Right.
It's beautiful stuff. It's uber swank. And with uber swank, we end this episode of The Earful, but we can't necessarily end it yet because we got to do That's My Jam.
That's my jam!
Damn fucking right it's your jam. And this is my jam segment. We do segments here. We are an afterbirth of the Odo Radio Show. I guess we can't help but do segments.
You swam in the plasma.
We did. We did. That's true. The primordial ooze of Owen has created our tastes, and we do some segments. One of them is My Jam, where Ty and I, as title states, pick our jam for particular titles or subjects. And this subject is favorite 80s Casio jam. Everybody loves the 80s. If you were a child of the 80s and you didn't have a Casio computer, you know you were, your friend had one or your friend's brother did, and you spent a lot of time just like selecting the weird little beats. And it was super one note, but it was very influential in that time of music. So
it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, there we go, Ty. It's fun. And for me, I picked the group Noel, like the first Noel, like Christmas, exactly what you're thinking of. And the track is Silent Morning. And it fucking jams Casio hard as fuck. If you want to throw down some cardboard, feel free to go ahead. And you can break dance during this segment. It's okay.
It's okay. You're allowed.
I'm actually top rocking right now as I'm listening to this. Oh, man.
You're going to have to do this with cameras.
This is so good. I don't know. An earful twitch would be a very strange thing. Oh. Listen to those. Listen to those hits. Oh, so delightfully Casio. It's beautiful. Oh, the video is even better. The link will be on the episode description. Feel free to watch it, the whole thing, top volume, and just it's awesome. It's so fucking 80s. It's disgusting. It's crazy. You'll love it.
Beautiful thing.
Moving on, Ty's choice for my jam, 80s Casio jam. Interesting choice by Ty, but I actually it has grown on me a lot. Just listen for the Casio jingle in it. This is You Need Dick in Your Life by what we could research by Cans, K-A-N-S. If you know who this truly is or you actually own this LP and you'll own up to it, let us know. Here we go. I mean, he's not wrong. Oh, he's all like straight up calling people out. Mouth. All the. Okay, you don't throw it to all the fellas and then have them repeat dick in your mouth. That felt a little off the topical radar of the 1995. Hey, man, they were trying to be progressive. But that's basically it for the show. That's my jam. Thanks for listening. This was Earful 32.
Yay.
We have fun. I love doing these things with Ty. We try to do as many as we can when we can. You can find all our past episodes over at ohnoearful.com. Christ, we've done 32 of these bad boys. There's a lot of music to listen to. Each one has an accompanying Spotify playlist. And please listen to the Mothership Show, Ohno Radio Show, every Thursday nights. They jam a fantastic program. You can watch it on Twitch now, which is a great innovation. You can actually see how hideous they all are.
So hideous.
No, it's good stuff. There's so much content pumping through the veins of the Ohno Media, I guess, empire. And it's been a lot of fun. I love doing this because Ty's my boy. I hope you like the music. If you hate it, let us know. If you love it, let us know. And if we should be fucking listening to something, let us know.
Please, we're always looking. Don't be afraid. If we should hear some, let us know.
Let us know. But that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. You can find it again. We'll post it up, all the accompanying playlists, all the accoutrements for this episode of the Earful 32. We'll take you out on a secret track. Is something we're starting to do now is you want to know what the secret track is, you got to go dig for it. So basically, you can go over to the Spotify Ohno Radio Show, and you can find it on Earful 32 playlist. But let's start up the secret track. Ty, much love, my friend. It was a good episode.
Love. Talk soon.
All right. And cheers to those motherfucking ears. Later.
Yeah. See ya.
Soon, preparing your mouth with some Looney Tunes. Lend me your ears and I'll sing the blues. Dooby 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 doo. I got a feeling it will be soon. Preparing your mouth with some Looney Tunes. Lend me your ears and I'll sing the blues. Dooby
hope you enjoyed the music.